This goes to Dr. Melissa Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Charlotte, C-H-A-R-L-O-T-T-E, House, H-O-U-S-E, date of birth 2-8-1941. Dear Dr. Wilson, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. House for stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and coronary artery disease. Her initial consultation was February 9th of 2021. It was a telephone consultation at that time due to the COVID-19 pandemic. She had been feeling well. She was seen by nephrology in Grand Rapids and wished to have a nephrologist that was closer to her home in Edmore. And so she transferred her care to Alma. She's been feeling well. She has had no hospitalizations and no procedures since her last visit. She has not taken any of the COVID-19 vaccinations, but has not contracted the actual virus. She does go out and go to church and goes plays cards with women of her age, but does wear masks when they are required. But she has been feeling well and still does not want to receive any COVID-19 vaccinations for personal reasons. No chest pain or palpitations. She has gained 7 pounds over the last 18 months. Her appetite is good. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear. She has nocturia every 2 to 3 hours at night and mild urinary incontinence, and this is unchanged. No edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram daily with potassium chloride, 20 mil equivalent daily. Also, magnesium is 500 milligram daily. She does take prednisone, 20 milligram as needed. She has very severe drug allergy lists, a list of drug allergies. And so she's has also Benadryl allergy and Pepcid, 20 milligram daily as needed. And she takes Verapamil extended release, 200 milligram twice a day for hypertension. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam. Weight is 182 pounds, pulse 80, and blood pressure is 120 over 70, right arm sitting, large adult cuff. Her neck is supple. There's no JVD, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion, but with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, enlarged liver or spleen, extremities, no edema, no unusual rashes or ecchymosis are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 14th of 2022, and her creatinine is 1.66, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 22, and that is the same as it was in April of this year. Sodium 141, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 25, calcium is 9.8, albumin 3.5, phosphorus is 3.2. Her last CBC was done. Let's see if I can find it. April 16th of 2022, hemoglobin is 14.1, normal platelets, white count is 15.26, and urinalysis is negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, No pericarditis symptoms. The patient will continue to have labs every 3 to 6 months. She'll do them in Lakeview. She'll follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And the patient will be scheduled for a recheck visit within the next 9 to 12 months in this office. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.